Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knight!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerd 2 podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And live on Skype, we have
Dark John.
Well, anyway, eventually we'll get one. Well, anyway, so the Oscars happened Sunday.
Yay.
And we will kind of review it and recap it a little bit. Few moments.
Sam had a great night that night. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
Yes, yeah, and then a little hint.
After that.
Foreshadow.
After that, what we're going to do is Sean really wants to talk about the Hellboy trailer.
Well, we got three trailers. All right,
you know what? Let's just start with that. Let's just jump into the Hellboy.
No.
It sucks. Boom. All right, moving on.
Okay, Sean, you got your 2 minutes.
All right, so my 2 minutes was... So, you guys were arguing with me. Oh, we never do the second trailer. All I wanted, we bashed the shit out of this the first time. Second trailer came out.
What's going to change?
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes the second trailer can change your mind. And, you know, second trailer came out, what, 24 hours ago?
Yeah.
Somewhat recently. I wanted to watch it. First of all, thought there were ideas in there that seemed very intriguing. However... my thoughts on this stand where they were before. It does not look good. I think it was put into the wrong hands and the wrong writers, maybe even the wrong director. And it's very disappointing because of how much of a following Hellboy has. He deserves more than this. What Del Toro was able to give him was better. And we obviously now know everybody's way that we all think. It didn't spark any intrigue from any of us because it doesn't look any better. It still looks pretty bad.
So moving on.
Well, I'm just saying,
I feel like we already.
Yeah, we already did not talk about that.
This is why we don't talk about second trailers.
Yeah. So anyways, second trailer for Dark Phoenix came out.
You want to talk about that?
This is also like the first trailer in like 5 years we've had for this movie. So
no, it's the second trailer in 5 years we've had for this movie, and not to mention, but prior to 5 years, we had a Dark Phoenix movie already.
This movie has this is what the it's been moved back 3 times, something like that.
Minimum 3 times,
and you might say this is the movie's last stand.
Oh god,
damn it! Actually.
We should talk.
It when you watch the second trailer, it does look entirely different than the first. I will give you that.
Yeah, it actually looks like a decent movie.
I
watch it and I'm like, oh, that seems enjoyable.
It looks more put together. I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah. It looks less of a garbage fire.
I don't know. I watched it and I was like, this seems more like what I was expecting, which is good.
I really want to know how much they paid Jennifer Lawrence to come back.
She's barely in it.
Notice how they took out a lot of blue.
Well, yeah,
she's pale blue now.
Since Days of Future Past, that's what she's been, though. She's been, like...
She was less blue, though.
Noticeably in the trailer.
Oh, like,
I have to agree with Chris.
Her color?
Yeah.
So it was, like, a paler blue?
Yeah. They could either be an aging thing and explain it that way, but clearly she did not want to get all painted again.
But
just come back and be like, listen, guys, I'm just not going to be blue, okay?
Yeah. Well, that's what they did the last movie. She did a lot of... not normal, but...
But she was not Raven. She was Jennifer Lawrence in that movie, so...
I still don't understand, like, you have Jennifer Lawrence, who's, like, absolutely gorgeous, and it's like, yeah, let's just blue her up.
Well, they did that with Rebecca Romijn.
Yeah.
I know, both were awful ideas.
One of the Easter eggs are like the I guess the first spoiler in this is that Jean kills someone she calls her friend. And you also see that side by side with her talking to Mystique. And so everybody's like, well, you know, Mystique's dead.
Yeah.
Because you only see her in, like, that scene and on the spaceship. Or in the Quinjet. That's the only times you ever see her in the trailer. Even on the train, you don't see her. Yeah,
it's funny how that's going to be the kickoff.
Yeah.
It's funny how that's going to be the kickoff, but...
Yeah. The Easter egg, I didn't even notice it, but I read about it today, is the soldier guys. They're the Mutant Containment Unit.
MCU.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly. It's like, oh... Good for you.
Yeah, who cares?
everyone like think that they just the MCU kills off all the characters in the end.
Yeah,
and just puts an end to this.
Nobody
reboots it,
and we could just move it on to the actual MCU.
I bet you nobody really paid attention that much until like some director at Fox is like, "Oh, did you notice this? Let me point this out for you guys."
When I looked it up, I was like, "Oh, I want to see what the reviews on like the." How everybody and everything was like the Easter egg, the MCU, what the MCU Easter egg means for the future of X-Men. I was like,
nothing.
What Easter egg? And they're like, oh, well, the Mutant Containment Unit, that stands for MCU. I was like, how's that an Easter egg? That's kind of stupid.
Didn't you zoom in? I was like, yeah, come on.
Right? Yeah, so I still don't have high hopes for this movie. And it's sad because it looks better. It looks better than the first trailer.
It looks like your hopes are going to be up and down over the next like 12 years until this thing actually gets a release date.
If it ever does.
Yeah.
I still stand by Sophie Turner is not a great actress either. And she's supposed to play the bad guy in this, the main character in this. So
who knows? She's young in the career. She could improve.
Yeah.
She's only had two.
Yeah, she could pull a DiCaprio.
This is valid. Yeah. Even Tom Cruise. When he first
I couldn't tell you who'd be like a better choice for her to play that, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But then again, we're not casting agents, so it's kind of hard to say like who would portray that really well.
I don't even want to think about it. I think they just need to go away.
Yeah, the whole thing just, like, needs to end.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm pretty sure that's the
plan. I remember, like, going through being like, oh, yeah, Fassbender's in this, and, like, James McAvoy, and it's like, man, this just, need to move past this.
Holt is in it, who keeps, like, being in Oscar award-winning films.
Nah, Nick Holt's in shit, man.
Yeah, well, he's in Mad Max, he was in The Favorite.
Did they add Jessica Chastain, too?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is her first.
Bet your ass they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an incredible cast in. Oh god. Yeah. It's I don't know.
Kevin Feige's like, I can't wait for this to be over.
Really quickly. We're done with X-Men. I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So really quickly.
Hold on.
Go ahead, John.
It's notable that like. This is it. This is the last X-Men, Fox X-Men movie.
Except for New Mutants.
Yeah, I'm not even worrying about that.
We got a trailer for that before we got a trailer for this.
We actually had a release date for that.
Yeah.
Damn it, and that looked good.
That looks like a different concept, and I liked it.
Yeah, we all liked it. That's not happening.
Watch it be really good. No, it's not, but you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Is this an appropriate end for, like, the Fox X-Men movies? Because I think they've been, like...
I think Logan should have been the end.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
I mean, if Dark Phoenix comes out and it's just mediocre, it's a fitting end.
To mediocre X-Men?
X-Men series.
Because it started off strong and then got really bad in the middle. And then picked it up a couple times,
honestly,
and then kind of plateaued.
I honestly don't know if those first ones are that great.
Yeah, they're not.
X1 and 2 are great.
X1 is not great.
For the time, yeah, it was.
For the time, I think it was.
Yeah, because it had like no competition in terms of superhero movies.
It had Spider-Man,
Blade,
and Blade. Yeah, Daredevil.
yeah, what competition?
Yeah, no, it was, but the first two are the second one is amazing.
I mean, come on, the first one has the frog guy in it.
Like, Toad?
Toad.
Yeah, no, but
how good can it be?
The first two are considered like some of the best, and then the third one sucked and almost destroyed the franchise. Origins was bad.
It got worse.
And then, you know, they did the First Class, which was like a tick in the right direction. The Wolverine was 2/3 in the right direction. The last third was bad. And then Days of Future Past, which was an amazing film. And then Logan. Yeah. And then it was just kind of all down. Well, not down, but it was just like mediocre for the rest of the way. But yeah. So.
Yeah. We're done. Yeah. We're done with that.
Anyway, really quick, I want to mention. This is a movie that should not get this much attention.
He's going off the rails with this one. Off script with this.
Yes, I am.
This movie.
Alita?
No. It hasn't been released yet.
I'll look at box office. Okay.
This movie should not getting the attention it does, because this movie should not be as good as we assume it's going to be. But every trailer that comes out for this movie, I am super excited. Of course, I'm talking Detective Pikachu.
Son of a bitch.
Because every trailer that comes out for this, you get to see more and more like different Pokemon.
We tried not to tell him to talk about this, FYI, folks.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
To be honest, like, we didn't bring this up, but like, I kind of want to talk about this. Just for the soul.
I'm sick of trailers.
I realize that, but like, here's the thing. I saw the first one. Every bone in my body told me this is just going to be a cash-in movie. That's not going to be very good, but I really wanted to see it. I watched the second trailer, hoping the spell was broken, and god damn it, it's still there.
Yeah. This is why you got to talk to multiple trailers. Because it might change it might change your mind. But anyways,
is this accurate? No, I'm sorry. Go
ahead. But in this trailer, you saw like kind of the same old, you know, Lickitung's there, you know, Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Charizard, obviously Pikachu. But Mewtwo's in this movie. Mewtwo. That's huge.
Spoiler.
No, it's in the trailer.
I know, but still, spoiler.
How's that a spoiler?
Because he's the hardest Pokemon to get in any game, and for some reason they just blowed the load in the trailer.
Isn't Mew the hardest?
Yeah, Mew. Well, I don't think you can catch Mewtwo.
I don't think you can catch Mewtwo.
Because Mewtwo is a clone of all of the Pokemon.
Yeah.
And he's in the movie.
Either way.
Yeah,
still,
no, but
you don't go all out and blow the trailer. Spoiler alert.
It's a Pikachu balloon. Starts exploding with fire, and then out of the fire comes Mewtwo, and he's just standing there. And I was watching it at work because I was, you know, I'm super excited for this movie. And my coworker's behind me, Mewtwo pops out. Both of us are like, oh man, like same time. So, like,
Sean is an adult, people.
Yeah,
he is an adult.
Yeah, a lot of adults are excited for this. I just wanted to mention that briefly.
Like right in the trailer when he when Pikachu curls up into a ball and goes Pika Pika.
Oh yeah.
I was like, damn it, that's funny. That shouldn't be funny, but damn it, it's funny.
Yeah.
And then I'd take a long hard look in the mirror and be like, what has become of me?
It
and then you put like yellow body paint all over you.
You're in the mirror, Pika Pika. Putting two big red cheeks on. What have I become?
You guys all set geeking out over Pikachu?
I'd peek at me.
I know we mentioned the box office. You mentioned Alita.
John did.
And somebody mentioned Alita.
Yeah,
so it John was either did. John or Sam.
It was John.
And I just wanted to look at box office because it did come out 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago.
I think it was three. It's been a while.
So, guess the budget was $170 million.
No, foreign, I'm assuming it's made it the money back.
Yeah, but typically you don't count.
Right.
How much money it made domestic?
26 million.
So far.
26 million.
See? That's what I would think.
How much has it?
For 3 weeks.
Go low.
No, it's not lower. John?
Like 40 maybe?
65 million.
Okay.
This thing made 65 million.
This was not a movie for American audiences, though.
No. No, but for some reason, it's how still much doing is it? 65 million.
How much has it made foreign?
222.
There you go.
So far.
Well, what does it have against it?
Nothing.
That's the thing. It has nothing against it. It's like an anime.
It's based off of an anime and a manga. Was it manga? Yeah, the Japanese cartoon comic books.
Mango.
That's
not
that's
manga.
That's mango.
Manga. And, mango. Yeah, it's just I think it's star power. 100% star power.
Mahershala Ali.
You have Mahershala Ali, Jennifer Garner, Ed Norton's in it.
Yeah, it's got a good. But once again, this was not a movie made for U.S. audiences.
No.
Right.
It's still or interesting. Hell, 65 million.
None of us saw it. So.
Right.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting you guys to see it.
So we have some news, right? That we want to talk about briefly.
Sam, I think, did with the Uku.
I also have a little bit of news.
So I'll start with mine. So we have Uku news, which is just news in of itself.
If you haven't been listening to this from the beginning, this is something we've been reporting on from the very beginning.
Yes.
The Uku stands for the Universal Cinematic Universe, right. UC.
Which is not even the correct term, you know.
It's the Dark Universe, but we the named it the Uku universe. Before they named it the Dark, so Uku has stuck.
So, they came out with The Mummy, it sucked, and the Uku went away.
And they had their own opening screen sequence.
But they announced that they were making, like, Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like, came up with a
Javier
whole lineup.
Bardem was who? Frankenstein's monster?
Yeah, I think he was Frankenstein. Yeah. I don't think they announced who the monster was.
So the news is, the Invisible Man is still being made, because Johnny Depp just dropped out.
Yes, he's officially
so they're still
out.
Planning on making
yes,
the Invisible Man.
I've known this for a while. But
and they're in talks with Elizabeth Moss to star in it.
Yeah, the Invisible Man has still been in the works and might technically, might pick up and become the true first Uku movie.
It won't be.
No,
I'll always refer to the mummy.
And even before that, it was Dracula Untold.
You know, that movie that everyone saw.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I'm not considering it part of it.
No, but it was supposed to be, but that failed.
Well, that Dracula Untold guy wasn't in the shitty Photoshop picture they came out with, so didn't make it for me.
Oh, God, who was the actor? He was the guy who plays Gaston in the live-action Beauty and the Beast. I forget the guy's name. Anyways...
But just wanted to inform everyone, the Uku, still there.
Yeah.
Still barely keeping its head above water.
Yeah, it's treading.
At this point, it's already under
the
and
sharks,
sucking in water.
The sharks are
depending
circling.
Depending on how much oxygen they have left.
The sharks are circling and have taken a few bites out of it. But it's still there, people. It's still sort of above water.
It's still going until the fat Russell Crowe sings.
So just wait for the sequel to, Les Mis. He'll sing again.
Do we want to do DCEU news?
Ooh, there's DCEU news?
Yeah, Will Smith is out of
oh,
the
yes.
Suicide Squad sequel.
Yes, he is. So
oh, darn.
One of the, arguably, fan-wise, the two best parts out of that Suicide Squad movie... He was one of those two parts, and now he's gone.
I mean, he was in the Mexican
Jared
caricature.
Jared Leto's Joker
so.
Being the first, the greatest part out of that movie, obviously.
Where does the Mexican caricatures land in there?
He beats his wife, ends up killing them. He's
fiery.
Hispanic guy, according to the DC universe. Like, that was so bad. So Will Smith is out, guys.
That's okay.
I'm fine with that. He's too busy being a giant Smurf anyways.
I'm curious how they're going to do Birds of Prey. I'll see that, just out of curiosity.
Yeah, it's got Ewan McGregor, so...
That is going to be, like, the trailer is, like, going to be everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if it actually has a decent trailer, maybe, you know, talk to me when it comes out, you know?
Yeah, everything depends on the trailer. That's the DCEU right now.
That's the DCEU 2021.
Yeah. Because we have Shazam this year.
Shazam, I'm actually kind of interested in that.
I can see it being bad.
Oh, yeah, I can see it being bad.
There is a little bit of news I wanted to talk because, you know, Fox being Fox. Apparently... Chris and I are huge fans of the
show, or we're fans when it was on, but Bones is in the news and with Fox.
Really?
Yes. Big news.
Don't say they're coming back.
They're not coming back. They're being paid $179 million because Fox has been keeping funds from them.
Really?
Yes. Wow. In a monumental case, Fox has been ordered by an arbitrator to pay, David Boreanaz and Emily Deschanel, the writer of the books, and I think the producer of the show, all of them ordered to be paid this because Fox has been like pretending that Bones was produced by a sister company. Therefore, Fox didn't have to pay them for like Hulu and TNT and Netflix and stuff. Didn't have to pay them for that.
Yeah.
And so they haven't seen any money from this.
Oh, boy.
Huge moment. In,
well, good for them. Yeah. I haven't seen Emily Deschanel in something. So nice little paycheck right there.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
Boreanaz does. What does he do? He's a SEAL team?
SEAL team? Or SEAL or whatever it is. Yeah. But he's in a show now. I mean, he's got Buffy money, too. So, I mean, he's fine.
Yeah, but he's on a CBS show.
Like, that's true. Hey America's most watched network.
It's a steady paycheck. Take it. Some people are meant to stay.
Most watched network.
That's what they advertise.
Yeah.
If you get a steady paycheck, some people are meant for TV. David Boreanaz is meant for TV.
Yeah.
McDreamy is meant for TV.
You're saying Boreanaz couldn't play ball? He couldn't go to the big leagues?
I don't know if I would like him in any of that.
I think I'm fine with him on a TV show.
Yeah.
McDreamy wasn't
Fine's
a movie.
Fine's got nothing to do with it. You're saying Boreanaz doesn't have the chops to play with the big boys?
I never said that.
I don't know.
I believe you're saying that.
You guys are implying that he doesn't.
I'm not implying anything. You're putting words in our mouths.
I'm just saying.
The last time Spike from Buffy was in a movie, he was in the Dragon Ball movie. He is meant for TV.
Was he really in that movie?
Yeah, he played Piccolo.
Yeah, the greatest.
Oh, he was Piccolo? Wow.
Yeah, the greatest live-action Dragon Ball Z movie ever.
I mean, there's others, but.
There are others, like fan movies.
No, I thought there was like a Japanese movie.
I'm sure there's a couple over there.
Anyways, and McDreamy was in Transformers 3, by the way. He was the bad human.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you remember that? Oh, you've seen Transformers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was the movie Sam and I almost died afterwards.
Yeah, and that's why you won't watch
another
one.
It's weird, because it's the second time I've talked about this movie today.
He's so about humanity.
Yeah.
To be honest,
he's
it's
like the guy in Die Hard who thinks he can talk to the terrorists.
Oh, and he snorts a line of coke before he goes to talk to Alan Rickman.
Yeah, but it was the 80s. Everybody did that.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody. You snorted coke before you did everything, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. You snorted coke before you snorted coke.
the pinky nail little hit to do the line.
Yeah. Give you a little pick me up.
Yeah, everybody was doing it back then. So yeah, so that's big news out of Fox.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I bet you all this stuff's coming out of the woodwork
now that Disney's taking
sorting over. Everything out.
Yeah. They're going through the boxes, just like, what the hell?
Oh God, what is this?
Yeah, right. It's like finding the box in the attic after 40 years of all your crap.
Oh man.
But anyway, any other news before we move on to the Oscars?
Thinking. Before we go on, because I feel like the Oscars are the last thing we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah, but I feel like we can go along on it.
But I know, but one thing I wanted to talk about. So 2 weeks ago, Doom Patrol came out. I have not talked about this. I have watched it because it intrigued me. It's got Brendan Fraser. Everyone listening knows how much we love Brendan Fraser.
What? Can you explain what Doom Patrol is?
Yeah. So think if DC had the X-Men. There you go. It's a ragtag team of individuals with abilities, led by an older gentleman in a wheelchair.
on what streaming service?
This is on the DC streaming service, so you need the DC app,
right? Or Fire Stick,
like me, because I refuse to give DC my money,
or anybody your money.
No,
with Fire Stick,
I go still go see movies in the theater. But
last movie you saw in the theater?
I can't remember.
Oh, man.
Can you guys remember the last movie you seen?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah.
It was
Green Book.
Green Book.
I saw Star is Born.
Star is Born. Oh, yeah. You guys started watching all those Oscar films.
Yeah.
My last movie was last year, I would say.
Well, no shit. it's only 2 months in.
Yeah. But
I've seen like 4 movies this year so far in theaters.
Yeah, all of them were for 2018, though.
Well, yeah, because we're only a month in. And
yeah, 2 months. We're almost in March. Next week is Captain Marvel.
Today's March.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah, March 1st today.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. No, next week.
Oh, yeah, March 8th.
I thought it was March 22nd for
March
some
8th. So anyway, so Doom Patrol. So Brendan Fraser plays Robot Man. There's a 1950s actress. There's a guy covered in bandages. And there's a girl with, I think it's like...
That would be the mummy.
He looks like the Invisible Man. And then there's a girl named Jane who has it's like 26 different personalities. Each one has its own superpower.
Isn't that just Split?
Yeah, kind of, but literally like they all have different superpowers. But yeah, it kind of follows Brendan Fraser's Robot Man, and like him understanding who he is and the world he is in now, because he was a race car driver. Finds out that, well, he's been cheating on his wife with the nanny. Then he goes into a race, finds out that the wife was sleeping with hit the guy in his headset, the pit manager, the pit boss or whatever that guy's name is, finds that out and then gets into a crash. And that's the last thing he remembers is the car coming right at him. And then he wakes up and he's in a robot body. And, I'm really enjoying it because it's being narrated by, Alan Tudyk. Which you guys might know from Firefly and
Dodgeball.
Yeah, he's Steve the Pirate in Dodgeball.
Rogue One.
Yeah, he's the robot. I always forget the robot's name in Rogue One.
I have a coffee mug of him.
Oh, nice. But yeah, so like he talks to the audience. He's like because he's the narrator, but he's like. He breaks the fourth wall when he's narrating, like saying, oh, the critics are going to hate this show, talking about the show. But the head guy was it Timothy Dalton, former James Bond? But yeah, it's very, very interesting. Like a donkey with flatulence shows up at one point and is a main character in an episode. Like it's... kind of off the walls crazy from time to time because Alan Tudyk's...
You don't say with a donkey.
That... A flatulent donkey. But this is what always bothers me with... not always, but what I've liked about the MCU that I haven't enjoyed about DC is how the movies and the TV shows aren't a shared universe. Because in this show, Cyborg is in it. Which we've already seen in 2 movies now.
Is it actually him, though?
It's not the same actor. And it's kind of different in a way. I don't know. Like, it's...
I don't know how I feel about that.
No, it's
compared to being excited about having just the same character, not the actor or the same type
of
graphics.
I mean, Titans did the same thing with Batman. You know,
is it Ben Affleck?
No.
Christian Bale?
No. It's neither of them. I don't even know who plays Batman in Titans. Yeah. I almost kind of... I've heard good things about Titans, but I really have not wanted to really watch it at all. I'm just afraid that I'm so used to Teen Titans, the TV show cartoon, that this show is just going to ruin it for me.
Plus you don't have the DC subscription, so how could you?
Exactly. But no, I'm 2 episodes in. The 3rd episode dropped tonight. I'm actually very excited to watch it. I would definitely recommend this show for anybody who enjoys like a superhero show
or has a DC subscription.
There's other ways to get it.
which,
show DC,
of which the 3 of us do not have.
Show DC how much you love them
and don't pay for it because you demand them to get their shit together. That's all I'm saying. Because they need to get their shit together. Like, okay. There's no reason they should have this app right now.
I don't disagree with you.
Like, it's stupid. I'm not going to pay for an app where it's like, oh, but you can watch Superman 1, 2, 3, and 4 and Batman and Robin.
Can you watch the Dark Knight trilogy?
Part of me says yes. Part of me feels like no.
Yeah, that's
like
the thing.
I could totally see
that's
them being like,
if I'm paying $14, like the Disney
yeah.
Plus app or whatever the
yeah.
thing is coming out. If I pay $14 a month, I want to be able to freaking watch Sword of the Stone.
But you can watch Swamp Thing 1 and 2 from the '80s. Remember those movies?
I mean, no. The second one's so much better than the first,
right? I mean. No, it like the DC app really doesn't have much going for it right now.
I know, but they
has Young Justice though.
They did it. They did it.
Yeah, I'm very curious on how that's going for them.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're more than welcome to look into it. It's definitely not something I'm interested in. So
you know, I'm just curious because I mean, DC I feel doesn't have a lot.
It's like a waste of space.
Like
and
imagine
money.
If Marvel did this. At least Marvel, the MCU. Has, what, 20 films?
Oh, well, you add in all the other ones. So you have
yeah.
Blades and...
Right.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but, like, Catwoman's and Daredevil.
Catwoman
and,
is not...
I'm sorry, Catwoman yeah. is not...
You mean Elektra?
Yep, Elektra, that's yeah. right. Also bad movie.
Howard the
Ghost,
Duck.
Ghost Rider 1 and 2.
Yeah, Howard the Duck, if yeah. that's on there. I mean... Yeah.
I mean, DC has a bunch. DC has Steel. Come on, guys. Remember Steel with Shaq?
Yeah, I remember.
That's in there.
Is it strange how the most literate Shaquille O'Neal I've seen is on the big screen as Steel?
Okay.
And it's not those general commercials?
It's not.
He's the general commercial,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I was going to say it's not.
Or Icy Hot. Did he do Icy Hot?
Yes,
was that Charles Barkley?
He
damn,
did
Icy Shaq,
Hot.
You're getting it on.
He does the ring thing.
The ring thing?
You know that... That doorbell where when it rings, you can see your front door.
Oh, he does?
He does that too.
That's a new one, I think.
Yeah, I haven't noticed it.
No, he's done it for like the past like 2 years.
Oh, it's been out there? Try not to watch commercials.
Yeah, I try not to watch TV that has commercials.
I watch exclusively just Shaq commercials.
Oh, okay. That's understandable. When are they going to come out with that app? It's like that.
The Shaq app.
Steel. Shazam.
Shazam. Oh, man.
Grown Ups 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is in that.
Is he in Grown Ups 2? Oh, yeah, he's a cop.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a great group of movies there.
Hey, shout out Adam Sandler wearing a You or I hat.
Oh, really?
During Grown Ups 2. Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, speaking of shout outs to Rhode Island.
Oh, good segue.
Thank you. It's on to the Oscars.
It's about time. And it's also really strange. Who was the one who did that? That was the Farley brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter Farley.
Cumberland's own Peter Farley.
Fairly.
Well, anyway, and we might as well start off with this. Surprise, surprise. Best picture goes to Green Book.
Very surprised on that one.
Still don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, point to me one movie on that list that deserves it more than that.
None.
Yeah, like...
So I don't get how it's a surprise.
Yeah, people are, like, upset that it won, and I'm just like, point to me one movie that deserves it more than that.
I don't...
Am I surprised? Yeah, a little. But, like, I'm just looking at the list, I'm like, none of this deserves it more than that.
I read a bunch of articles over the past week, because it's Friday, it's not... We usually record on Wednesday, but it's Friday. So I read a bunch of articles, and I listened to a few podcasts about this. And everybody was shocked that Green Book won, surprised, and don't know why they won. And I really want to know why. Am I just missing something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Bohemian Rhapsody was never going to win because the whole Bryan Singer pedophile thing. And what was the favorite? Probably not. Black Panther, probably not. The only other consideration would have been, what, Roma?
Roma, yeah.
And like I said before, literally is the thing that is trying to undermine the entire industry that these people are building or a part of.
And also, it was not like an entertaining movie. It was not an enjoyable movie to watch. That too.
Yeah, that was a big problem.
Yeah, and I just don't. Is it because the Vallelonga, the son, liked a tweet from Donald Trump or something about building a wall or?
No, the Muslim man.
Remember when Trump was celebrating,
Muslim celebrating 9/11.
So he liked one of his tweets or something from years ago.
He like tweeted about it and be like, "Yeah, I remember that too."
Yeah, okay. And then
not exactly his best time.
It was right when I was eating half a pizza. Yeah, right.
Or I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Don't get what?
Yeah, I mean,
why people are just upset that Green Book won. I really don't. It's not a surprise. It really wasn't a surprise.
No. It was tough because almost all these movies had some kind of negativity towards it.
It's not just that. None of them have, like, this was the movie.
Yeah.
Like,
that should have won. Like, it's... For example, what was it, 2 years ago? It was... Or last year, it was Shape of Water and Get Out. And we knew clearly that those two movies were top tier.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have been either one of those movies.
One took original screenplay.
And then the other one took director and best picture. So it just, I don't get, and in hindsight, this is reflected throughout the rest of the Oscar, too, because like Bohemian Rhapsody won 3, Green Book won 3. Favorite was
one. Black Panther won 3, I think.
Black Panther took three.
Roma won 3.
Marvel took home 4 total, which was nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Roma and The Favorite had a tremendous amount of nominations.
Yes.
Yeah, I think The Favorite only won 1, and the Roma... I mean, Roma did well, but it didn't.
Yeah, it got original screenplay didn't. Oh yeah,
director, cinematography, foreign language.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it, right? It didn't get screenplay because that was.
Oh yeah, original screenplay was Green Book.
Yeah, favorite. I really liked Olivia Colman's speech. Yes. I thought it was very genuine.
Yeah. I was so glad she won.
Yeah, I know. It was nice. Yeah.
No, you're right. I was happy about that. Like, I didn't think she would, but, you know.
Yeah, and, like, weirdly, she wasn't, like, didn't have the best performance in that movie. But,
yeah.
Still, nice to see her win.
Yeah. And, you know, Rami Malek winning for Best Actor. I'm still a little confused on that one. I know everybody was voting for him. I've seen the movie, and I'm still kind of like, I don't know. Like
the 4-year consideration clip they used, he was lip syncing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Can we? Because
are you sure he was lip syncing?
Yeah. In that scene, he was.
You're 100%.
Oh, yes.
100%. You know this for a fact.
Yes, that scene. We need to talk about the person who was showing.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to defend it because I'm saying.
Did you watch that?
I know. No, I'm just saying. Like, I don't know what was Rami Malek's voice and what wasn't. I'm not sure if that was actually him singing in that scene. I don't know personally. I'm asking if you guys personally know, like, you read in that scene he was lip syncing.
We definitely did not seem like it was.
I need to talk to the guy who was choosing the clips from the movies
for
the little on-screen nomination points, because it was Rami Malek in that scene, but it was also, like, Dick Cheney as Vice, who's doing the one scene that literally made every single person in the country love him, or who does like him, love him for that reason.
But that was a really good scene. Like, if I was going to pick a scene from that to show off Kristen Bale, I'd probably pick that scene. Just him talking right to the camera. That's probably the best.
Yeah, that's probably the best scene in the movie, but it's probably the most controversial of the scenes throughout the entire movie for that person.
Yeah, but then,
even going further, because you have Mahershala Ali, but the one scene you choose of him is the controversy where he's actually talking about his brother and not calling his brother. I mean, come on, guy. Could you pick a different one? So... I don't know. I just that guy needs to go away. Somebody needs to say, "Look, we're giving them for best. Let's move away from all controversy and show the good part that isn't controversial." Yeah. But
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad Bohemian Rhapsody didn't win. Because it looked like, for a little bit there, that was a possibility.
I was very afraid that that was going
to. I will
to.
Tell you one thing. I did make this comment during these Oscars. When Black Panther took, was it costumes, original score,
production,
production design, when it was taking all those awards, that's when I made that comment. They're taking all these little awards. There's no chance it's taking the top award. Because it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of them throwing it a bone, just like they did with Mad Max. Mad Max basically won the same exact stuff.
Mm.
And it was
I don't know if it works that way.
But I mean, I'm not saying that's how it works, but once I saw those dominoes fall, I was like, there's no chance.
I would actually say that picture. Increased its chances.
I don't think so.
If they were starting to like piece it together, like, oh, it's really good at this, really good at this, really good at this, the voters might actually start thinking, oh, wait, maybe this does deserve it.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I was thinking since it
kept winning.
Because, I was thinking, you
know, like, I think when, you know, Green Book won for best screenplay and, like, The Problematic guy won, that, like, kind of says, like, watch out.
Well, what was it? What did I want to?
I know during Best Picture, Spike Lee flipped out and tried storming out of the theater. That's a little controversy that happened.
Yeah, stop being a bitch.
Yeah, well, I guess it's like his comment was like, every time it's a white person, somebody driving somebody around, I lose or something like that.
Well, he lost to Driving Miss Daisy.
Miss Daisy, yeah.
It was a better movie.
I'm not saying it was or wasn't. I'm just saying, like, that's what happened.
To go back to my previous comment, not by much.
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm just like, they're at the same level.
I'm not saying that it wasn't.
I'm not saying that it deserved it more than Green Book. Right. Nope.
think with Spike Lee, he's creating what he considers art, and this is probably one of his best movies he feels like he's done, because, you know, as an artist you feel like you improve on everything you do, so this is what he feels like, and it's kind of like reminiscent of his like first loss.
It's
how he feels, and I understand
it's his first loss and he gets really upset.
Well, no, it's reminiscent of his first loss.
Yeah, I get it, but still, I mean, just look two rows forward and you see Glenn Close.
Yeah,
who was nominated 9 times.
Yeah, but
and still has yet to win.
The
one.
Difference, though, there being she's just an actress. He's a writer,
director,
producer. Well, that's what she's nominated for. It's not like
you just call her an actress.
But you know what I mean. Like, she wasn't nominated for doing everything for The Wife, even though this is the only nomination The Wife had.
The Wife.
But yeah, because, like, you know, that's all she had. If she was writer, producer, director, actress,
I wouldn't doubt that she's producer on some of those movies she does.
I guarantee you she probably is producer, but literally Spike Lee wrote the screenplay for Black Klansman. He directed it. He produced it. He probably helped with the editing process as well.
As a director should be.
So his heart and soul was in this film.
When
it lost, very close to the way he lost that first time with Driving Miss Daisy, he was upset. Now,
So what did Alfonso Cuarón do when he lost Best Picture?
He won Best Director, though.
So?
Again.
It doesn't matter. Well, that's... yeah, all right.
He's a multiple... All right,
then what about... who was the other guys from... Well, obviously, Singer's not in there, but... What else we got? The favorite, Yorgos. What did he think? What did he do? Did he storm out of the thing?
Has he been nominated before and lost in the same exact way?
What about Adam McKay? He didn't win for...
he's never won.
He didn't win for...
No, he won a screenplay.
Screenplay, yeah.
Yeah, but not... He didn't win Best Picture.
So?
Like, I don't get it. He's just being a baby. He lost.
No,
he's
upset.
That's it.
I understand.
I'm sort of on both your guys'
yeah. side.
That doesn't mean he needs to try and storm out of the place.
I agree. He shouldn't. He shouldn't have done that. But I'm saying I understand why he was upset.
I'm sure he was upset, but you gotta sit there. There's such a thing as, like, taking defeat with grace.
Right, but different people take...
Here's another thing. where like I sort of feel this is kind of being blown out of proportion is I'm not hearing about this anywhere.
No, yeah. it was just an interview after.
Yeah, it was like the day after.
Like,
and then done.
Like, so I don't think this is that big of a deal.
No.
He probably got a little upset, kind of walked away a bit, and maybe came back.
I'm just saying I understand why he was upset afterwards. And I agree, like, if he stormed out and was, like, screaming on his way out, yeah, that's a little obsessive.
Like, and he didn't make a scene.
No,
like,
he didn't make a scene.
No. Well,
so
I don't think he did.
From what I understand about
how... I didn't notice in the broadcast,
right.
So.
They didn't show anything but the stage in the broadcast.
So, but from what I understand about what transpired, I mean, why wouldn't he be upset? Like, I understand why he's upset.
Yeah, but you gotta...
But would I act that way? No. Would you act that way? No. But we're not Spike Lee. Everyone's different. Everyone acts differently when they're, you know,
they lose. I get it. But
some people are sore winners. Some people are sore losers.
That's fine. And we already know where he falls under this.
Yeah.
So I mean, congratulations for winning, Spike.
Yeah, it's his first
congratulations
ever win.
For winning. You wrote it, and it was a good movie. Don't get me wrong. It was good. It wasn't the best. In my personal opinion, it wasn't for that.
Wow. Spike's never coming on the podcast now.
Whatever. That's fine. He won't come from New York. He's there's too many Knicks games.
What if they're in this playing Celtics?
Yeah, not to mention, I don't know if we'll want. We'll have to beep out the first 45 seconds of whatever you're talking about.
Why not? Well, why?
We'd want Spike Lee.
Yeah, you wouldn't want Spike Lee.
Oh, probably. Hell yeah. I'd get him on a heartbeat. If he came in,
I'll look down at him and be like, good job.
it was funny, him leaping into
Samuel Jackson's arms.
Yeah,
that was a funny part, too, that he, like, Samuel Jackson came out and was like, the next one tonight.
That was meant for
Spike.
Because they went to the same school, and he got his, like, start from Spike Lee in one of his first movies.
Yeah, well... Samuel Jackson was also a heroin.
I can't. I don't know, Spike. I mean, I'd like you. I think your stuff is pretty good, but your speeches need to improve. I mean, I get what you were trying to say when it wasn't bleeped out. There was a couple. I think there was two that I know of. The first was 30 seconds. He was muted. But I mean, yeah, I tried to follow your like. Astrophysics equation that you were rattling off in the beginning. I think there were years involved, but when you're mentioning something like 400, 200, 300, and then something, 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 I mean, I'm trying to figure out how you circumnavigate Mars with that, but, you know.
Who was it? Was it live-action short film, or was it, like, production design? Who was the worst?
Oh, it was... I know who you're talking about, the three people who read up off the piece of paper.
And it was just
They couldn't get it together.
They were like, and they're looking at a piece of paper. And I understand it's tough to do that, but like, if all three of you are like, I don't know if I can do it, you'd be like, you're going to do it all for us. Not be like, hey, you're up next. Here, read, hold on. Which one was the one I left off
on? Yeah, I was going to say.
This one.
They probably walked up there, and as they're walking, like, all right, you read the first four names. You read the second, I'll read the last. And then that was
but
then they got
that.
Up there on
it
all, like, shaky
like,
and not.
It wasn't even like, I'll do the first four. It's like, I'll do the first three. I want you to do number four. Then you're going to do five and six. I'll do number seven, then you do eight, nine, and ten. Like, there was no method there. It was like back and forth.
In their defense, though, they are not public faces or speakers or anything.
No.
You know, it's...
But once again, like,
in their defense, I'm just saying.
If you're a crew of people who don't do it, be like, who feels the most comfortable?
Who is it for? It was Vice, right? The hair and makeup?
Oh, yeah, it was Vice. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were like, thank you, Adam McKay, and they kept... saying
everybody
thanked
the director except for one crew.
Which crew? Oh, right. Yeah, one crew. I was like, which one is that?
Strangely absent the whole time.
Yeah. Which is really funny.
Yeah, and everybody kept thanking Plan B. The production company.
That's right.
But they were like, thank you, Plan B. It's like, huh?
Is that the one I Googled where it's like Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt were tri-founders with somebody else? Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they co-founded it. Or tri-founded it? It was the third person.
Probably.
Tri-founder? Would that make two people a bi-founder?
Co-founder?
I think you're just all co-founders.
Yeah,
it's all co-founders.
I think co.
Like, we all the four of us co-founded this podcast.
Right.
Polyfounders.
Oh, well then.
Anyways, but yeah, like, and the whole Oscars in general had no, they had no host, and I liked it.
It went fast.
Yeah. It went exactly how I thought it would. Opening sound was Queen, and then they moved right on in.
One thing that I wish they had done, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, when they were announcing the Best Picture like nominees like behind like to show the clip, sometimes it worked where the people who were up there really knew how to work the crowd or like knew what they were doing. And the one that really stands out is the, that senator.
Congressman Lewis.
Yeah. I don't think
look that up.
Oh, okay. I don't think he did a very good job.
He got kind of emotional about
it. Yeah, but it, like, it took him forever to read off the teleprompter.
He's also like 80.
I know.
Yeah, he's a little. The age is giving him a little bit of trouble, I think.
That I understand, but these people were handpicked to do this kind of thing. Like, you know, he's 80. You know he's gonna have.
I thought he did it all right.
Yeah, I felt like it was just on the verge of getting to be all right. Yeah. This needs to happen now.
Like I noticed him getting emotional.
Yeah, but I think the girl kind of helped him. Yeah. Helped him along a little bit.
What did he announce?
Green Book.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Green Book. Was it?
Yeah, it was Green Book.
Yeah, because Barbara Streisand did what? Black Klansman.
Yeah.
What was it?
Apparently, she was offered to do Star Is Born. She was in the previous one.
Oh, okay.
But she opted to do Black Klansman because she knows Spike Lee.
Yeah. What was he going to say?
Yeah, so let's talk about that performance, dude.
Which
the,
one?
Shallow?
Shallow.
So, supposedly, Bradley Cooper directed that performance, how the camera came towards the audience rather than focusing on just the stage.
What was immediately before that?
I have no idea.
Like, didn't it break from something? Like,
no, I don't think so. No, I think it came back from commercial. I think somebody announced Shallow, and then it went into that. But he directed the whole thing where the camera came from behind, the positioning of the piano, them playing on the piano, and focusing how, if you notice, the whole audience was lit up rather than during the normal performances where the stage is lit up and the audience is dark. He went the opposite. And according to Lady Gaga, as we like to call her here, according to her on, I think it was like Ellen or something like that, Bradley wanted, like, basically directed it as it needs to feel like they're in love during this. Like, that's how it has to feel because that's going to connect with the audience the best. And
forbidden
so that's
fruit.
What happened. So,
it wasn't a bad performance.
No, I think it was the best of the original songs. Honestly, I really enjoyed it. And it
I mean, like,
gained a lot of buzz. Like, there's a lot of buzz going on.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was the only like performance that stood out to me.
Yeah, like, that's kind of the point, though.
Yeah, I was a little underwhelmed by the Ballad of Buster Scruggs one. I kind of wanted a little bit more.
Yeah, they found like two generic, folksy country singers.
It would be
singers.
Cool, like Willie Nelson would be out there or something like that.
Yeah.
Like somebody that I would be like, oh, it's that dude.
You know what though? It was all fine.
It was okay.
It was all fine. I'm actually happy that we missed one. One didn't even go on
from Black Panther.
Yeah, I'm just happy that we cut it down because we were moving along at a pretty good clip.
Yeah,
and it slowed down a little bit in the middle. It was 3 hours and 18 minutes, I think. Was the total.
Which better than years past?
Yes, exactly.
I thought the Queen thing in the beginning was just kind of dumb.
The Queen
thing? Yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah, how it opened with Queen.
I did not like the Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and Maya Rudolph. I did not like
that. It can be funny. Didn't you know that?
Huh?
Women are funny. Didn't you know that now?
Yeah, I knew that, but I mean, no.
It was okay.
I thought it was funny.
It was okay. Fine. It was okay. I'll give you that. But no way should it have gone on that long.
They were the first performers.
A little long, but
nobody else got that much time.
Yeah, but they were the first ones.
So
they were introducing us to the Oscars.
They were basically the intro to the Oscars.
I didn't need all that.
Yeah, but you do need that.
No, for what?
It's just the way that they do television.
Just you need like
except when you're scrolling through the channels and it says 2019 Oscars. You don't
right, but you're starting a show. There's got to be a way to start the show.
Listen, Chris. I'll explain it in ways you can understand. You ease in. You don't go balls deep just right away. You ease your way in before you really start get going.
He's speechless.
I'm going
home. What they should add to the Oscars?
What should they add to the Oscars?
A challenge flag.
Like hanging from the balcony?
Well, no, it's just like, you know, in the corner of the stage, you just have like John Gruden with like the headset and like the call sheet. And then, like, you know, they call off like Green Book or something like that, and you're like, oh, he's going to his pocket. Oh, man.
You should give it to the whoever the accounting firm is who actually keeps track of all the winners.
Yeah, but then the refs go into the booth and they have to watch both movies, and it's going to take forever.
Anyway, I like the hostless portion of it.
I think it moved along
at a good speed.
I've been watching since Ellen, and I feel like every host since Ellen, so Ellen, Jimmy Kimmel twice, Neil Patrick Harris once, every host has been good. I've enjoyed every host. I think they bring something unique to the show, and I've laughed at the parts that are supposed to be funny, and I've enjoyed it. That being said, I don't need that extra hour and a half tagged onto a 3-hour show already. I feel like getting rid of that, though you don't get those funny bits, it was still a good show.
Whatever they did it right.
Finally, because
this year, the viewership went up.
Good.
A little over 3 million. So they're at 29.5. It should
just be Billy Crystal hosting every year. Nothing would be more in touch than that.
I don't think anybody should host.
No, I'm fine with the host list.
What about hologram Bob Hope?
I feel like next year is the test. They'll probably bring somebody in next year and notice a downtick in the ratings. And I think from that point on...
Because it's going to be longer.
Yeah, I feel like from that point on,
I feel like they'll go back to the hostless. Of those 3 million more were just curiosity watches from it being hostless. If they go hostless again, I think you're going to lose those people.
Maybe.
You need something to bring the crowds in.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably more about the movies more than anything else. Like the fact that Black Panther and Bohemian Rhapsody were like in the conversation as opposed to even like I feel like people saw Green Book. Like I feel like it wasn't like, you know,
and Star Is Born, people saw
It's plenty of people.
Oh yeah, Star Is Born
made a lot of money. Yeah. It was up against Venom.
Yeah, the star power of Queen, I think, and Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
in Black Panther are the three driving factors.
Here's the thing: I understand, like all of us don't love Bohemian Rhapsody, and that's using a strong term.
No, but people liked it.
People really enjoyed it. Like they re-released this with like sing-alongs, like so people could go back and sing along with the movie, which like you don't get if this film isn't very good.
Well, not very.
The people who are going to sing-alongs are the Queen fans.
Mm.
How do you think they're going to rate this movie? It's just the way it is. It's the way it's going to happen.
Rami Malek took best actor.
I mean, he didn't deserve it, but whatever.
Yeah, no,
he didn't even thank Freddie Mercury in his speech.
Oh, what an asshole.
Freddie gave you everything!
He didn't thank Freddie Mercury?
I don't believe so.
I don't know that for a fact.
I know. I think he mentioned he's like, this movie's about a man struggling with his identity.
Yeah, but he didn't thank him.
Oh, we couldn't hear anything because Sean and Ryan were talking through the whole movie, the Oscar stuff.
Sorry that you wanted to listen to speeches.
Are you really that interested in them listing off the names of people you don't know?
The whole show is speeches.
I know. That's the most boring part.
Sure.
It is.
They announced the winner? Okay.
I'm glad you were quiet during the Olivia Colman one.
Well, because she was, like, that was an important speech.
So we need to talk about it. Were the two of them just trashed Chris the whole time?
Who, Sean and Ryan?
It's like New Year's Eve again?
No.
Sean and Amy?
Sam and Sean.
No, Sam was fine. Amy was drinking a little bit.
I had a beer.
Yeah, I didn't have anything.
You had cider.
I think everybody was fine. I think Amy fell asleep.
It was a Sunday night.
I think the girls fell asleep.
Pretty much. No, Amy did not.
She stayed awake the whole time?
She was up the whole time. Allie fell asleep. And then two of the other two girls left early.
Yeah.
And then
Sam got the lowest.
I was just going to say, do we have anything else to provide? Because we can talk about our outcomes.
I left all my notes at home. All of my notes are at home.
Shout out to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse for taking home that win. That was
like the first time Disney lost an animated thing in like 20 years.
It's been a while. And rightfully so, because Spider-Man was the best. And it also showed, was it Kathleen Kennedy? What could have been Solo? Because same writer-director group did Spider-Man as originally Solo.
I don't think she ruined Solo by getting rid of them.
I think it hurt.
And from everything I heard, they weren't great.
Question for you guys.
Sorry, that's a whole complex story for another time.
Question for you guys.
Yep.
All of you guys. Are there?
Still haven't seen the Star Wars trailer, by the way.
Yes. We are. What is this now? 10 months out. Still not even a teaser.
We're not going to Star Wars.
Think it's Endgame? Probably, right?
You hope at this point. Anyways.
Oh, I thought you meant like the title of it's going to be Endgame.
Star Wars Episode 9, Endgame.
Hey, I do have a question.
Yep.
Excuse me.
That's
anyway.
A weird question, but okay.
Anyway, so we already stopped grading our 2018 movies. And typically, you won't watch 2018 movies until maybe next year.
Right.
Are there any movies that won tonight or are out there tonight that you actually want to see?
That I'll go back and see?
Yeah. I only say this because Regina King won for If Beale Street Could Talk, and it's one I really wanted to see, but I never got a chance to see it.
Because that was like, it was up for only a couple awards.
That's saw all of the best pictures.
And that worked so well for Sam.
It totally worked well for me, but I did not see If Beale Street Could Talk, so like...
Well, are there any other ones? Like any of the documentaries?
I will say...
I'll probably at some point watch... it was nominated... was it One Night at the Garden or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I'll probably like check that out.
I feel like eventually I'll see the Wreck-It Ralph movies. I haven't seen the first one. That's why I didn't watch Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet. So I obviously want to see the first one first.
You want to experience it as it's intended.
Exactly.
Anything, John?
What? Movies that we didn't see?
No, that you want to see that were nominated or won. Just because we're already moving on to 2019 movies. So. Yeah.
Starting next week. Just saying.
So... What are we saying?
No, is there any movie that was nominated for an Academy Award that you have not seen that you're probably going to go back and watch?
Yeah, I'll see Spider-Verse whenever it comes to like HBO.
It's out on digital now. So.
I still have no interest.
Really?
I still have no interest.
It's a good movie.
I know.
Really good.
Everybody says it's
good. Nick Cage is in it.
It doesn't matter.
People
say
it's the best comic book movie of last year.
That's what some people say that.
Yeah.
Some people say that. I think you said that.
No. I said it's the best. It might be the best Spider-Man movie I've ever seen.
Well, anyway, yeah. No, I guess we're done with Oscar talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, other than Sam, how did you do at the Oscars?
So I got 8 correct.
8 out of 24.
So, like I said, I saw all the best pictures.
33%, Sam.
I saw all the best pictures, and I feel like that hurt me. Because I went into this with opinions rather than just like going with my gut.
Yeah.
I feel like that hurt me.
It hurt me it definitely hurt me on original
score.
What
was your score?
I got 14, I think. No, I got 16. No? 14?
Mid-teens.
Yeah, I got mid-teens.
I got 10.
Yeah. You were close with Sam.
Well, that's the thing. I underrated Black Panther.
Yeah, I did too. That hurt me. But
I kind of called... what's it called? Them with wardrobe. And you guys were like, no.
I said...
I was like, the wardrobes in that were really good.
I said... well, I don't know if I said it on here, but wardrobe-wise, I know I picked The Favorite, but it made sense if Black Panther were to win it. And I even for original score, I went with my personal favorite, which was Beale Street. But at the same time, I was like, I like Black Panther, they went to Africa, they researched the music and the instruments that they used in Africa to perform music, and then incorporated that into the soundtrack. So it was like, yeah, that right there just screams Oscar. But I personally enjoyed Beale Street, so like it was kind of like me, like, please win. But you know, Black Panther won that, but I understood why.
So you just don't go in with opinions and you'll...
Yeah, I feel like I've done better when I haven't seen a lot of movies.
Hmm. Yeah, well, anyway.
I don't know. John, how did you do? Did you keep track? John? Oh, he's...
He's definitely...
He's off in the background. He's
hacking up along.
Yeah.
I did notice something... they had not a trailer, but like the title page for The Irishman, Scorsese's new movie on Netflix.
Oh yeah, with a lot of people. So
yeah, so
De Niro, Joe Pesci's in it.
Is De Niro Italian?
I would assume so.
He plays the Irishman.
Hmm.
So it's really weird, really strange.
Maybe it's like one of those like like shorty nicknames when they're like really tall or tiny when it's like a big fat guy.
Yeah, it could be that. Because I'm looking at the cast list and like these are all Italians and half the Godfather, half the Scarface cast are in this movie. And for some reason it's called The Irishman.
Pacino's in this. Like,
yeah, so it's just
a callback to Scorsese when you, I guess you would consider him like his best.
Yeah.
So when he was doing those mobster movies.
So it makes me... not concerned, but more interested.
I'm as interested in this as I've been with every other Scorsese film. I'm not going to watch it.
You're not going to watch it, yeah.
So, can I give you guys a fun fact?
Go ahead.
I tried watching Gotti.
Oh, man.
It had 67 directors listed on... Or, sorry, producers listed on IMDb.
Oh, 67? Yeah.
67.
So nobody wanted it.
Dear right.
So
God.
Much for failure as an orphan.
My God.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at it now. It's only 59.
Oh, okay.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, that was more reasonable than 67. Jeez.
can I do real quick back to The Irishman?
Yeah, go back to The
Irishman.
So
when they showed it, it did say Netflix.
Yes.
Streaming, and then it also showed up in theaters. Yes. Now I'm curious how they're going to do that. So this movie comes out this year. No dates yet. But this movie comes out this year.
Annihilation was the same way, just not in the U.S. market. Annihilation was a Netflix film that was released in theaters. But if you had
it wasn't a Netflix film. They just bought the rights internationally.
Oh, okay. If that makes sense. Because I know
it was a Netflix film, quote unquote, for the rest of the world,
right.
But the U.S. it wasn't.
Right. That's kind of like what I was getting at.
But that's not the case. So the reason this is interesting is because this is so now that Netflix is now approved by the MPAA, so now they can get ratings. So now they can actually go into theaters and distribute their movies. AMC and Regal Cinemas already said, we're not going to show your movie unless we get 90 days exclusivity. You can't put it online after 90 days. That's it. That's the rule.
Right.
So they already said you have to do that. But the thing is, Netflix has done these with some movies. Roma, for instance, they released Roma, I think, two or three weeks before it was actually streamed on the platform.
Okay.
But it was limited. It was a limited release. Yeah, yeah. So Netflix nowadays, it wants to do the massive release. It's just they're running into these headwinds where it's a 90-day blackout period where they can't stream it.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested to see how they're going to get around this. This
will be an interesting story. For me, I'm more interested in the story than the actual movie. I just don't care for this movie.
I know you don't. You've already said that multiple times, but
I honestly feel like if you've seen one mob movie, you've kind of seen them all. Minus like The Godfather.
Okay, sure.
No, there's a lot of differences in a lot of mob movies.
They're all kind of the same, though.
Yeah, is every single like piece of shit Marvel movie we've seen.
That's true.
And yeah,
and I agree, but I'm personally invested in the Marvel movies. I'm not personally invested in the mob.
Well, you won't admit that, but
Bobby De Niro, that's for sure.
It's just I'm curious what's going to happen with it. Because AMC and Regal are two very big boys, and they're heavy hitters with the movie theaters.
Yeah,
there are obviously more, but I'm just curious.
It'd be interesting.
I can't imagine the other theaters are going to feel differently.
Right.
You know?
No, you're right. So I don't know how it's going to work, because I think this is, I mean, I hate to say it, but this is, I really hate to say it, but it is literally Oscar bait for next year.
Yeah.
They showed this during the Oscars. Yeah. Scorsese, dude, the Irishman.
It's so hard.
Scorsese, De Niro, Pesci, Pacino, like.
Yeah, no. I agree.
To like the late 80s, early 90s Scorsese mob films.
And the reason
why.
This
movie has a $130 million budget. Yeah. Like,
I want people to know now, I don't want Roma to win Best Picture because it is killing the movie going industry because it is streaming only.
Yeah.
Except for a limited release in theaters. I may think differently if this gets a wide release and is also streaming and then gets nominated, because you can go to the theaters to watch it. Wide release. So make a note now, because I don't want the haters to hate.
All right. No,
you're on notice, haters.
No, do you understand my point?
No,
though?
I understand you.
You're understanding. Yeah, understand. All right. Well, anyway, I'm 100% I'm seeing this movie regardless. Irishman, Scorsese.
That's fine.
Probably in Boston. I'll take it. Wait, it's about a book.
It's about Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Boston, right?
Yep. 100%.
No.
I was joking. John. I was joking.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait. Hold on.
Took me a second.
It's about Boston, like Jason Statham's from Australia.
Yeah, Al Pacino is like Jimmy Hoffa, and the whole movie, by the way, is going to be very heavily de-aging technology, is very dicey to me.
Yeah,
that never looks good.
I mean, the most recent would be. Captain Marvel did it with Clark Gregg and Samuel L. Jackson, so we haven't seen it yet, but trailers look pretty good, pretty convincing.
I mean,
but
like de-aging makeup?
No, it was digitally done.
But like de-aging digital, I've never seen that good.
It's. I'll see how Captain Marvel is before I'm like truly skeptical, but as of right now, so the history of de-aging,
I feel like,
not
in very short bursts, it's like passable.
Yeah. So long as I don't focus
that's
on
why,
it.
That's why it really hasn't been a problem in the trailers for Captain Marvel with Samuel L. Jackson. I haven't had an issue with it, but it's been small little snippets here or there.
Exactly. We'll see. Yeah,
it's definitely not Boston. I'm looking at Well, now I know. I'm looking at it now. I had no idea what it was about in the first place.
It's actually a remake of Boondock Saints, All Saints Day.
We're not going to talk about that movie for a long, long time. That's on the back burner. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about it.
No.
Again, but no. Not for a while.
Never.
I'm not going to lie. I watched the first movie after I watched that one.
It's actually written by a lobster while he's listening to Dropkick Murphys.
Eating some chowder
at a Sox game.
Like, oh, this is a good idea.
Side of Sam Adams.
Mm.
Boston Logger.
Willem Dafoe getting screwed over again at the Oscars, too.
Who did?
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Didn't win for that What's-His-Face movie, and he didn't win for any of the Boondock Saints movies. So.
Jeez. Or the Green Goblin.
Right.
Or Aquaman.
Yeah, or Aquaman. Fuck you over twice in 1 year.
What is Willem Dafoe's best movie?
Ooh. Antichrist.
No. I'll say American Psycho.
I didn't even know he was in there. I've never seen American Psycho, to be honest.
Oh, American Psycho is... We should all watch.
I'm sorry, I'm going now.
Jared Leto's in it, and I hate Jared Leto.
Yeah, but Jared Leto...
I know what happens to him.
Yeah, he dies.
Yeah.
He gets brutally murdered.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to...
It's a good time.
...go to his filmography. All right, what do we got here?
This is great radio.
Yeah. Mississippi Burning, Born on the 4th of July, Voices.
Platoon.
Speed 2. Oh, yeah,
Platoon is probably his
Speed
best.
Speed 2. American Psycho, we already did that. Yeah, Spider-Man, Finding Nemo.
Yeah, he was a...
voice. Gil?
Yeah, he was the injured angelfish.
Shark Bait. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, that part. All right.
Shark Bait. Ooh-ah.
Yeah, right? The Aviator? Yeah. All right. All right. Sorry.
According to Rotten Tomatoes, his best film was Love Antosha from this year, 2019. It's at 100% right now.
He was in John Carter?
He was in what?
John Carter?
Yeah. He's the voice of...
Tars Tarkas?
Yeah, one of the aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like his friend alien?
Yeah.
I think this makes the movie so much better.
It's not his friend alien because his friend alien was like a female alien that just didn't talk for most of the film, from what I remember. I've seen this movie once. But no, yeah, he had a major role in it, though.
You know what he wasn't in that I thought I might see him? Black Hawk Down?
No.
Because everybody's in Black Hawk Down?
He's not in that. He's also
Know who he would be in Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, probably one of the older lieutenants.
He'd be like one of the guys in the helicopter.
He'd be the Black Hawk.
Before it was down?
Yeah, oh yeah. Be silly if he was playing it while it's
he
down.
Was in the Great Wall, guys.
Oh yeah.
That's right, he was. Also great movie. Oh boy.
Oh, he's in John Wick. I'm looking at it.
Oh, he's Clear Marcus. And Present Danger. How can we forget that?
Nymphomaniac Part 1 and 2?
Oh, shit. I never even talked about this.
What?
Yo, so they're coming out with a Rainbow Six movie.
Okay.
And, which is obviously, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, which who the hell knows. But starring Michael B. Jordan. And Chris, guess who's writing it? Our dude Taylor Sheridan from Wind River and others.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. So is it based off of the book or the video game?
Good question. Probably neither. Probably just like, let's think of something cool.
Well, the only reason why I ask this is, would this be considered a video game movie?
Yes.
Nobody
cares about the book.
But I guess it started
off as
the book.
Did Tom Clancy even write the book?
He did.
Probably not.
No, he did. Oh,
he just slapped his name on it.
Yeah,
so
that happens all.
That does happen a lot.
That's why he keeps coming out with more books.
Well, towards the end of his career, he started writing with somebody. So like the Jack Ryan books for the past three or four, I want to say, have actually had another author taking the helm, kind of like a handoff.
He's been dead for a while.
I know, but the book, it's been four books every, 2 years, so. I forget his last book, but I own his last book, where he wrote it alone. That's when Jack Ryan is president.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, that happened.
He died almost 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Who, Jack Ryan?
Yes, Jack Ryan.
He was president.
Oh jeez! All right.
Was he assassinated?
Do we have any?
Did any of you guys finish that show?
I didn't. No, I didn't. I did not. I told you guys I gave it two episodes.
Oh, I finished the show.
Yeah. How? I mean, was it good?
It wasn't bad. It was exactly Tom Clancy.
Okay.
And it would end exactly how you think Tom Clancy would end.
Yeah.
Or a Tom Clancy show would end. So. Are we?
Teeth of the Tiger, by the way, would be Tom Clancy's last book.
Teeth. I own that one.
Yeah. 2003. That was 10 years before he died.
Yeah, because he started doing. There was a spinoff section of other books and stuff. All right. So. All right, John. Any other last questions, comments, concerns?
I got one real quick. Godspeed, Luke Perry. Hope everything's okay. Suffered a massive stroke. I need him for my Riverdale.
Yeah,
and my potential 90210
you're
remake.
Not even caught up on Riverdale.
I don't care. He was Archie's dad. I want him to have a safe recovery.
When Archie goes to prison, this is what happens.
I know, right? He needs a father figure.
On that note. On that note, want to wrap this up?
Yeah, no,
it. Comments, questions, concerns, complaints, please send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. If you can, leave us an iTunes review. Haven't mentioned that in a while.
Yeah,
that will be fantastic. You can find all of our episodes on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and I think we might be off Podbean in a couple weeks only because we might be changing our service.
We will keep you up. Informed.
We'll let you guys know. So that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.